Rabbi Yisrael Shaila, based on what we learned yesterday, following what we learned yesterday, I would like to ask, what's the halacha with regards to, what would you say the following? What if a person wants chases an animal, say you chase a deer, a dog, a cat, a bird, and you chase it so much that now he gets really, really tired to the extent that it's unable to walk anymore. But once you reach that tiredness, you've won the game and you don't actually need to physically trap it. My shalis, is this considered tzod, yes or no? You're running after an animal until he comes to a point of exhaustion that it's not unable to run any further. It's finished, it's tired. Are you chayev, deraisa, derabonon, muta? What would you say? Derabonon, please explain. It can move, but it can still... Well, if you get close enough, you'll be able to catch anyone go. You haven't confined its space, and therefore it is mut. It's awesome with Rabbanon, but you don't have a deraisa. Everybody agrees, disagrees to this statement. Similar question: what if you shoot? If a person shoots an arrow or whatever it may be on the leg of an animal, it's now unable to run, but. But you're not interested in doing for hunting for fun as a sport. You shot the leg of the animal, it's now unable to run. But you're not interested in doing more than that. You're letting it like this, you're letting it free like this. Deraisa drabonon muta. Because of Al Sod. Muta. These two questions are questions of the Bi'alocha. Mishtabur de Chofetz Chaim asked those two questions. And he's got a whole Bi'alocha, quite a lengthy Bi'alocha, in which he discussed both questions simultaneously. And obviously the bottom line of this, Bi'alocha is very much connected to the first statement of the first point of the Siv Beis, Hatzot Tzvi Yoshen Oy Sumachayev. And he wants to ask whether what will be if he's just very tired now and it comes to a point of such tiredness that he cannot run any further. The Bi'alocha brings very stodim to this and to that, and it appears that Bi'alocha leaves al atzorchian at the end, and it could be that he holds that it's deraisa or potentially drabonon, but it's certainly within that. It's not muta. Question is it tzol deraisa or not? And he leaves it with atzorchian. This is the Bi'alocha oichoyla. Now, the Rama continues now with the next topic, which is the following. Hamashase Kelev, that's in, I'm halfway through Siv Beis, the top line. Hamashase Kelev, Achichaye B'Shabbos. If a person, there must be a good English word for that. Hamashase, you make a dog run and chase and catch. What's the word for that? Pardon? Well, it's hunting, really. It's a type of, I don't know, what's the... precise translation. Hamashase Kelev Achichaye B'Shabbos. If you make your dogs run and get and entice the dog to hunt. Okay, yeah, that's what it is. That's precisely what you entice the dog to hunt a deer or any animal B'Shabbos. Shulchan Aruch says Avetzeda. What the Rama says Avetzeda. Why is that? Why is that Seda? And or let's ask, why is that Seda? Why is it tzod? You're getting your dogs to chase an animal. You're enticing your dogs to catch the animal. Why is that considered trapping an animal? You're not doing a thing besides enticing the animals, enticing the dogs. Why is it considered tzod?
Benefiting.
Dog is a shliach. Dog is not really a shliach, but I know what you mean. The dog is acting on your behalf. You are enticing the dogs to act for you. Yeah. That's right. So it doesn't mean literally a shliach in the halachic sense, but it's your extended action. Which it is. Yeah? Animals?
So it's going back to you. Since the animal can't do melachos, it's like you are doing it on its behalf. What's the chiddush? This is true. So lemaisa, the Ramah paskens that enticing the dogs to act for you and catch that trapped animal is chayiv. What's the chiddush in it though? What's the chiddush? Why would you have said that it's not considered salt? You're not actually doing anything. You're not personally going to do it. Yep. So the remark, the Mishnah Berurah explains very interesting, and that answers all the questions here. So I've gotten Yud. This is if he has done no action whatsoever. The owner of these dogs was completely passive. He had no active involvement in the trapping, catching, and hunting of those animals. He just let the animals, he just lets the animal, the dogs go for it. Only the fact that he's enticed the dog, the akelev and the dog, tofso catches it. Is only medrabonon. Veim also beatzmoi, and if he himself also did gamkin maiseleze, if the dog is also performed, if the person himself has done an action himself, kugoin, such as sheboy chatzimin akelev, such as when the dog enticed the animal to such extent that it's exhausted now and tired, veuroy devacho veisigo akelev, aledeze. If it was like a partnership between the dog and the human, then it's chayiv, then he's done a deraisa. So if the dog was doing everything and the owner was completely passive, then it's madrabonon. If the owner did some act, it was a partnership between the dog and the human, and he was also running and chasing, and he was doing some act, he had some active involvement, then he's actually chayiv deraisa. The owner is doing this deraisa. And he says, very interesting. What if the dog is actually doing the act, the dog is actually catching it, but you are making signs and movements to make the animal scared of you, to just scare the animal and to rush the animal into the dog, and by doing that, that's also quite active. By doing that active, that's also considered fairly active. It's beyond just word.
Like a shepherd, basically.
Yes, absolutely. And then that would be chayiv b'deraisa. Have a gamke told to say to mechayiv. She can't deich hatziyodim because that's the ways of the hunter. So again, there's various levels over here. If he is doing no active involvement at all, just enticing the dogs, you're just letting the dogs go loose, and you're just completely passive, then it's moderabonon only. The dogs are doing all the work. If you are with a partnership with a dog, then he's chayiv mederaisa. And similarly, also if you are like a shepherd, like you're saying, the ways of the shepherd is to shoo and to chase and to scare off the animals, and that will also be part of the melacha al kuponim on a tolda, and he's going to be chayiv mederaisa as well. Okay, so that's with regards to Mashasa Kelev Achayiv B'Shabbos Vatzid. Now the Ramah goes a little bit off the topic, and he says, you know what? To get dogs to chase traffic wardens, dogs chasing and catching. So it's not only that it's also on Shabbos, but the Ramona continues and says, very interesting chiddush. It goes a little bit off topic over here, the Ramona. And he tells us, you know, the fact you are getting your dogs to chase and this deer and catching this animal, this is okay, we learned now that it's sod on Shabbos. But you know what? Forget about Shabbos. Forget for a minute about Shabbos. Even on weekday, you're not allowed to do that. Don't get your dogs to run and chase the deers. Because actually, this is Moshe Vleitzim. Moshe Vleitzim. We know the first pig in the first capital in Tehillim. Hove Moshe Vleitzim lo yoshav. You shouldn't be sitting in an idol. What's the translation of Moshe Vleitzim? A dwelling of scoffers. Oh, wow. Scoffers, Leitzim, of people who are making fun of everything. Why is that Moshe Vleitzim? Why is that considered Moshe Vleitzim? To let your dogs free to catch the deers.
You're getting pleasure or interest from your animal hurting, maiming, and killing an animal.
Oh.
Yidden are meant to be kind to animals.
Very nice.
Many of the Mephoshim say that a Yid shouldn't hunt animals for pleasure.
Absolutely. This is exactly the source for that. Absolutely.
We wouldn't agree with the people who go hunting, which they ban now, but, you know, like...
Absolutely. This is the Ramah to tell us that hunting is against halacha. So there's various reasons to that. The Nodibut has got a whole tshuva. He goes into Bittel Torah as well. And he goes into others. To hunt animals for the fun of it, for the sport, he's also, and he speaks about Baal Tashchis, we are Tzab Alechaim, he speaks about Bittel Torah. But what the Ramah addressed over here is because Moshe relates him. Hunters, it's a kind of group, certain society, and you're wasting your time. You've got a very negative, very destructive thing to do, to start, yes, we're allowed to shecht animals, if we benefit from it, totally, more beyond the doubt, beyond Shaila, but to kill animals, just for the sake of killing, for the fun, for the sport of it, is also, and that's the remote, that's Moshe Moshe relates to. It's a society of very negative, it's a very negative thing to do. A nuisance.
Yeah, so that's one of the arguments.
Yeah, so, I don't know. What would you say, Rabbi? You said it's an interesting point. Hunting for, not just for pure fun, but actually hunting in order to diminish, to decrease the fox population, which is much too great in London. So if you're hunting for that purpose, I would be very surprised, and I don't know much about this, but I don't believe that the little amount that is being... it sounds like it's a justification. Pardon?
Pest control.
Pest control. Pest control. Yeah, so there the halacha is. We'll see that later. We'll see that later. Yes, so the answer is yes. This is Mutter. Yeah.
Surely there's a difference between killing an animal by a gunshot or... by poison, if it needs to be destroyed for some reason, it's vermin or for some other reason, he's sending animals that will give it tremendous pain.
Yes.
Tearing it apart.
Yeah, fair enough. That's true as well, I suppose. But either way, I don't think that in terms of what the Ramah tells us over here, in terms of what the Ramah says, that you're not allowed to chase, to get rid of the what you're not allowed to do is lots of klovim, to send your animals to your dogs, because Moshe relates him. I do not believe there's a difference between how you're doing it. I don't think it makes a difference if you're just sending it by dogs or by other animals. It's going to be also either way because of Moshe relates him, I believe. Yeah, although, what do you think about this? The Mishnah Berurah says over here in Sifkot Yud Alef, quite a sharp word. Moshe v'leitzim ve'enu zoich lesim chas livyoton. He brings from Daki Moshe. Now the person who kills dogs for the fun of it, is Moshe v'leitzim ve'enu zoich, will not merit lesim chas livyoton to the joy and pleasure of Levyoson. As we know, when Mashiach will come, there will be a great simcha and privilege to... do the simchas lev yoson, and this a person who is hunting for pleasure is not going to be zoicher to that. And it's interesting that historically, I know very little about history, but I think a lot of pleasures, I've never heard of any, the Nodibuda writes that some good few hundred years ago, Yid never engaged in hunting. Yid never engaged in hunting. It was never a Yiddish thing to do. Please correct me if I'm wrong. But I think that Yidden were engaged in plenty of other things. But I think hunting for the royals did, or like the nobles did, even when Yidden had money, had the means, they would never engage in hunting. And that's the tshuva in Nodi Behuda as well, to really say that it's completely, it's not the qualities that we've got.
What they call when they shoot birds, they pull something. Is that real birds? They shoot with a shotgun from the...
Clay pigeon
shooting? It's not clay pigeon.
No. Clay pigeon. Good question. Well, what do you say? What do you say, Reb Gideon? What do you say? Is it Moshe v'leitzim him or not? Aiming skills for balance and aiming skills. Eyesight. Fishing
Moshe
Leitzim. Fishing. I don't know. It's a good question. A pigeon, pigeon. Is that Moshe? Clay pigeon. I don't have an answer. Well, Rabbi, say, what do you think about pigeon shooting? Clay pigeons? Whatever. Fishing is a sport. Yeah, this is also a sport. I mean, they would call this a type of sport. Yeah, I don't know. I never heard of Gaza fishing. I never heard that it's part of this Moshe Leitzim. But Yishlein, what's the chilek? Yeah. So why fishing? Why fishing at the same time? Then leave out the fishing. Rabbi, that's an interesting shaila. Okay, Siv Gimel, we'll leave for tomorrow, Beis Hashem. It's a new topic. So, Rabbi, we learned tonight the Rama. We spoke to Mama Shasta. We started speaking about the Bialocha, about making an animal very, very tired without actually physically catching it. We said that Bialocha brings Tutsdodim on that. We spoke to Mama Shasta Kelev Achachai B'Shabbos. We learned this is Tzeda. We spoke about that even on weekdays, it's part of Moshe V'Leitzim. Siv Gimel, Avakol Shemin, and Nitzad will be discussed tomorrow, Beis Hashem.